Hello.
Hi, this is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, in that case, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and the State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislator, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. Now, first answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people and organizations. How about Harold Dodden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. How about Shayla Jackson Lee?
Favorable.
Okay. How about Joyce Chapman?
I don't know her.
Okay. Danny Norris?
Favorable.
Like somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Just favorable.
Okay. Clint Dan Horn?
I don't know that person either.
Okay. And Houston Independent School District, HISD?
I am not favorable of anybody in HISD School District Board.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, got it. Thank you so much. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your, opinion about this. The first one says, support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. And the other one says, oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
I don't really like either one of those. I think it's somewhere in the middle. So
I understand.
One of those, I would say that the leaders, maybe the community leaders know best. I don't know. I think that there should be another question.
I understand. Okay, now in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? We have Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Danny Norris.
Thank you so much. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative Harold Dodden and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. So the first one says, Harold Dodden has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Would you say very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative on that?
Very negative.
Thank you. Now, Harold Dodden supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. What are your feelings about that?
Agree that he did that.
Okay. Would you say in that case, like, somewhat positive or very positive?
Meaning that he did it, that it was positive, or that statement was positive?
If you wish, I'm going to read it again. So in that case, I say neutral. It says, Harold Dodden supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Positive.
Okay, thank you. Now, Harold Dodden worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Yeah, he did that. So I'm not sure that I'm asking them correctly. He did do that, and he shouldn't have, so that's a negative action. So that's my question. I'm not sure.
Okay, I understand.
The way you're reading it, I'm not sure. But he's a very negative person. he does support Abbott, and he should not. And so I'm not sure the way you're reading it. I'm not sure how to answer it.
Okay, I see. Okay. Now, the next one, it says, Donnan voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Do you have a positive feeling, negative feeling, somewhat positive or negative? Okay. Would that be somewhat negative or very negative?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. It says he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cut of savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Do you have a positive feeling on that? Negative?
Positive.
Like somewhat positive or very positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. Now, he's fighting against the extreme Republicans ban on abortion rights, and by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. What are your feelings on that? Is it positive, negative?
Very negative.
Very negative. Okay. Now, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Do you have a positive or negative reaction on that?
Negative.
Like somewhat or very negative?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for state House if you had to choose today? Again, we have Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Denny Norris.
I'm going to just answer you because I haven't read up on the other guys, but Norhorn I have, so I'm just going to say him, but that's a lack of me not knowing about the others yet, so that might change by the time I get to the poll.
I understand. No worries. We're at 79% of the poll. We're almost done. Now, just a few questions for clarification, classification purposes. In that case, your gender, female?
Female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between, you can stop me when you hear it, between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
All of the above.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic, Latino, or Latino heritage?
No.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, okay, this is concluding our survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your participation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. You're welcome.